Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus out here. You just heard Cold and Sunny by Kelarissa off of her new holiday album, We're Messed, which is like a genius name. Teachable Moments, what's up? I'm Dork. Today's definition of the word cool. We're like doing a real throwback thing today. Definition is cool, noun, a time or place at which the temperature is pleasantly low. Again, I feel like this really brings us back to the whole convo that we have had and have been having about cold versus cool, extremity. Moderation. Woo. Cold and sunny, definitely. It's extreme. It's like, well, that's cold. I wish it was cool out. But you know what I wish when it's cool out? I wish it was hot out. You know what I mean? Like, pick a side. And also when it's cold out, I'm like, you know what? I wish it was hot out right now. I feel like the weather recently has been delightfully cool. I've been feeling kind of not only dorky but very bratty, RE temperature recently, and I'm over whatever this is, you know what I mean? I always forget that February is actually usually the coldest day or the coldest month, so we hit December and I'm like, ah, we did it. It's almost spring again. But it's not even winter yet. Winter is still coming. I know Game of Thrones ended, but that season, whew, we're in it forever. You know what I mean? Something that I have been thinking about a lot recently is global warming and how we're all going to die. And there's nothing that we can do about it. I'm just going to okay, dear every listener, I am like sure, I like totally believe that you as a person, hopefully, like believe that climate change is real and you're like, oh, the world's ending. Like, okay, this is the thing that I have been thinking, and it's like ruining my mental health, is that like fossil fuel, like the use of oil is like, it's not only like unsustainable, like we haven't, it's done. You know what I mean? Like, like we've reached the point where we can't do it anymore. And you've reached that point like several years ago, but we're still doing it. And if you think about like how many gallons of oil were extracted all over the world yesterday, that exact amount, maybe more, maybe a little less, is being extracted today and will be extracted tomorrow until the world literally turns into a hellscape. And honestly, at that point, I'm like, I'm tapping out. I'm done. I don't want to deal with that. Dorks weren't meant to survive in Mad Max. And I accept that for myself as my reality. We're done. The world is dead. So that's where I'm at. Thinking about it because it's so warm out. It's like so nice outside when it's like, well, it should be rainy or it should be much colder. But it's not, so that's really cool. But you know what helps when the temperature is like, it's just like you just gotta think of like a better time, of like a more positive, maybe it will get better, maybe being hopeless is unhelpful, but I doubt it. Anyway, this is Better by Probno. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this show is Teachable Moments, and I am Dork. So enjoy this. How could it have been better? I could have called that Uber. We could have hung out another time. I could have taken my own advice, but I did the bad thing. I stayed over. Okie dokie, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. Or I guess welcome back to Teachable Moments. Welcome to 101.9 FM. Or thank you for staying on. I'm your host, Dork. You just heard Où est le temps by Nushu out of Montreal. And then right before that was Better by Prob No out of Philadelphia off of Probably Not. If you've been following the show for the past, like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, you know that even though I'm a dork, I think that the music coming out of Philadelphia is pretty cool right now, and I'm pretty obsessed. Okay, so definition of cool that we are working with today is cool noun, a time or place at which the temperature is pleasantly low. Kind of started out the show with a bit of an anxiety-fueled rant about the environment and how it's garbage, how we've treated it like garbage, and now garbage is what it is. And yeah, so that's cool. But you know what would maybe make it better? Or like, will it get better? Have we reached the limit? Who knows? What might make me better? What might make me feel better? I was talking to someone about this. They were like, it's like so overwhelming. You can't even think about it, which like kind of feels like a cop out, but it is really ruining my life right now. So I just need to take a vacation to an alternate reality because I can't take a vacation anywhere else because where am I going to go? You know what I mean? Everything's garbage. But I just want like I need a new reality. I need a break from this planet. So might as well vacation in Dijon. That's a song by older friends out of Berlin. What a segue. I know, I'm a professional. Okay, vacation in Dijon on Teachable Moments. What you call.
Thank you. Accessibility.
Disability.
Mental health.
ADHD and ADD.
And many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass.
A unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community. Hey, what's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Carson City by Oblomov, and then just before that was Vacation in Dijon by Older Friends. Oblomov is a local band. Older Friends is out of Berlin. And we're all here. Thank you for tuning in. Radio is like an interesting medium in that it's like very location specific. Like the waves can only go so far. Like 101.9 FM in Vancouver is something different than 101.9 FM in like Colorado. Still very like, still like really ethereal. Like you can hear it like on the go. It's just like in the air, which is wild. If you ever have a moment, I would recommend like Googling how radio waves work. Because it's actually super interesting. And I'm not just saying that because I have a show on the radio. It's because I'm a dork. Okay, Teachable Moments, 101.9 FM. The definition of the word cool that we are working with today as a team is cool noun, a time or place at which the temperature is pleasantly low. I'm going to take a quick turn into a conversation about pleasure. I like the idea of like cool and pleasantness and like enjoyment being entwined, especially as it's like very, again, like this definition is really like place specific, but like also like how specific can that place be? I like remember I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and then I moved to Toronto, and I remember I was like talking to my dad about the weather at some point, and we were driving to Buffalo later that day or something. Like I was like, oh, we should check the weather, like the weather in Buffalo for when we get there. And he was like, ugh, it's the same. Like it will be the same as it is here. And my mind was like, what? But they're two different places. I will say my dad was wrong. It snowed way more in Buffalo than it did in Toronto, and my feet got soaked. So thanks, Dad. But just like place, the idea of like a specific or like local place is like really nebulous and weird. Just like radio. Okay. So this episode is kind of like a weird amalgamation of like my climate anxiety and pleasure. So this is Lady Lola by Emily Toyota from their amazing EP, I Don't Want to Play Your Show. And then we're back with some dumb after. Heck yeah. Okay, this is Lady Lola on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
I think I'm dying. I think I'm dying right before your eyes. I think I'm trying. I think I'm trying not to crumble right in front of your eyes. Oh, 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 oh. I think I'm crying. I think I'm crying now, but no one hears me.
What's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Columbo by Dumb off of Club Nights. And then just before that was Lady Lola by Emily Toyota. Today on Teachable Moments, we're pretty much just kind of like, you guys are just joining me on an like hour-ish long spiral about the state of the planet, but I'm going to try to lighten it. I'm trying to like pull it back. In an ideal world, what's the ideal? The ideal is that like none of this is happening. I'm sorry. I'm going to not fixate on this anymore. And I don't want to, so I won't. Gonna jump right into the next song. This is Wanted by Big Quig. Like, you wanted and continue to want me to stop talking about this. So I will grant that wish. This is Wanted by Big Quig off of Big Quig is a Big Baby, out of Philadelphia. You guessed it. On Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
High School for Recording Arts, Los Angeles.
You may have heard about our school in Minnesota, but we started something new and great right here in LA.
HSRA is the new family in town. Our students have created the song Smashing Out to let others feel our energy and to represent the culture HSRA is building.
We all came from different backgrounds, and we're seeking a different form of learning. We found it here at HSRA.
Together, we started a student record label. Smashing Out is the first song we produce.
We also just dropped a music video for this song. It represents our energy, our personalities, and our culture.
You can find us on IG at HSRA_LA, and you can contact me, our student manager, Empress, E-M-P-R-E-S-S, Hill01@NewvilleCharter.org, or reach the school at 320-428-0854. 320-428-0854.
Dream me till I see that it's HSRA.
Hey, this is Emily.
This is Lauren
from Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM dial.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tax.
Do you like that?
How about that?
Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Your Man by Nonla, and super exciting! Nonla just released the first single off of their new album, Not In Love. The song is called Lighten My Loafers. I know, I cannot tell a lie. I made this playlist last week before this song came out, and I've been listening to Your Man all day, so I decided that I really wanted to play that, but, I probably should have played Lighten My Loafers. We'll do a sneak peek later. Anyway, obsessed with Nonla, heck yeah. Today on Teachable Moments, what are we talking about? Great question. We're talking about cool, noun, a time or place at which the temperature is pleasantly low. I guess, like, not, like, necessarily obviously, but as a dork, I really couldn't help talking about what's on my mind, which is climate change and how the world is dying, but we're trying to get away from that topic because it feels like a downer. And moving on to, like, love and pleasure, because cool, it's pleasantly low. And I guess, like, pleasant and pleasure must come from, like, the same thing. There's, like, something about, like, yeah. We'll look at the root of the word. I'll get back to you on it. Okay, gonna move on. This is Pillow Queen by Cub. I know that Box of Hair came out in 1996, which was actually, fun fact, the year that I was born, but I'm obsessed with it and I can't stop listening to it, and that's fine. So this is Pillow Queen. Okay, enjoy.
Better. I'm a good time girl, not until the world.
Okay, that's Not in Love by Non Law. Just before that, you heard Loser Lover Boy by Divorcer. And then just before that, you heard Pillow Queen by Cub. Not in Love, the first single off of Non Law's. Or no. Don't listen to me. Not in Love is the name of the album. The first single is called Light in My Loafers. And Non Law, also artist who did Ear Man, which we played earlier in the show. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, the radio precursor to Into the Woods with Mel Woods, which is on at 5. We have 9 more minutes together. Ugh. Today's definition of cool, cool noun, a time or place at which the temperature is pleasantly low, was loosely interpreted today, mainly to accommodate the articulation of my anxieties around climate change. But, I mean, I feel like that's just like, I feel like we all need to be freaking out a little bit, but whatever. A time or place at which the temperature is pleasantly low. I was thinking about this definition the other day, and I think it's like kind of bizarre that it's a noun. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, like, that's the cool. Like, I might say, like, the cool of the evening. I wouldn't say that, but, like, if someone said that, I'd be like, okay, I kind of know what you mean. Well, I guess that is a noun. I was going to say that feels like more of an adjective, but that's it. But it doesn't feel like that's, like, a very, like, a noun, like, cool being used in this way to describe temperature. It doesn't, like, it feels kind of, like, awkward as a noun. But I guess, like, if I was thinking about, like, place, like, maybe, like, the cool of, like, a valley or, like, an especially cool part, coldish part of, my brain goes to forest, I don't know why. But I also love, so, like, I'm learning that my favorite things about these definitions is, like, the words that Google / I guess Merriam-Webster decide to include that are just like kind of opinions at which the temperature is pleasantly low. I feel like that was written by someone with a naturally high body temperature. because if I entered the cool of the evening or the cool of a forest, I'd be like, oh, get me a freaking jacket, I'm cold. But it's always good to remember people have different preferences in all things, including temperature. Another interesting thing about this definition, like the noun is like the time or place, but ultimately it's talking about temperature and it's like talking about atmosphere and like climate, which is just kind of bizarre. I'm HO. So gonna close this show with a song came out. I've been thinking about this song a lot because when this album came out, the album is My Woman by Angel Olsen. It came out in 2016. I feel like I, as a dork, was just getting, like, involved at the station. It's, like, all anyone was talking about. It was, like, My Woman by Angel Olsen. So when I hear it, it's, like, very nostalgic in a way. But not necessarily because, like, I was listening to it. Which I wasn't. I didn't know. But because it like marks a like very, to me, like very specific and like tangible time where I was like just starting to learn about like local artists and music and stuff. So I feel very attached to this album, this song specifically, but not because I know it very well. So, time or place that where the temperature is pleasantly cool. I guess specifically a time in this instance. Okay, thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. As a dork, I really appreciate it. And as a radio host, I appreciate you staying on this journey with me. I promise next week will be less anxiety fueled. Okay, this is Shut Up Kiss Me by Angel Olsen off of her album My Woman. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods. Please enjoy and stay cool.
At your worst, I still believe.